Just want to do a quick heads up before we start this one. This episode is completely and totally an unbridled trip to Costco. I'm going to do some editing here or there to cut out some of the silence, but yeah, that's what you're going to expect with this one. Hope you enjoy.
And we're live in 3, 2, 1. Amanda and Andrew, they're here to chat. Talking about this and this and that and whatnot.
That was a good one.
Oh my god, I thought I was just accidentally calling someone and I had a heart attack.
You know, it's a little hot in here. I'm gonna turn the windows just to unleash some of the heat, but I'm gonna pull them
right
back.
We're unleashing the beast. Andrew farted, so we have to open the windows.
Going to Costco.
We're on a Costco trip.
Costco trip.
We're on a Costco part trip.
Guys, I think I might have to get a chicken bake today.
No, you have to.
The hype that you guys have put on it, and it's like, I don't know when the next time we're gonna go to Costco is, so.
I know. Should I do pizza today or chicken bake?
Dude, you do whatever your heart's content is. We've become Costco guys.
We're Costco guys.
Costco guy
we're
and
Costco
girls.
Guys.
Yeah,
I mean, so girls.
And girls. We're Costco girls.
Homies.
Actually, we're just girls. Yeah, Costco homies.
We're
like
Costco
it.
Homies. Yeah, we're starting a beef with the Costco guys.
Yeah. First it was Talk To It, now it's Costco guys.
You guys saw that Saddam Hussein was on Talk To It?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
We're having Navy SEALs on the podcast.
It was the guy who died.
Yeah, Bin Laden?
The guy who... Was that Bin Laden or is that Saddam Hussein? I couldn't...
That was Bin Laden.
Sorry.
Wait, what? You just said Bin Laden was on Hawk 2's...
Yeah.
Yeah, what's... This guy's on the wrong side of the road.
So then who's the Hussein guy you were just talking about?
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Iraqi dictator.
You know what, guys? Well, Kyle knows because he's, for some reason, good at geopolitics for some reason. Talk 2 is not talking about geopolitics, but we're not bringing them up today because you know what? Today's Friday.
Today's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Fat Friday.
It's Costco Day.
It's Fat Friday. Normally,
Andrew and I call our Fridays Fat Fridays.
Just gotta pick out sometimes, you know?
Well, because normally we'll skip lunch.
Because we eat, like, a little more than we do during the week on the weekends.
Yeah.
But
actually, it's been a while since I've uploaded. And whatnot.
So this one might not come out for a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to have them come out at least once or twice a week, just so that, like, we can catch back up. But might get one done today. Anyway, enough about logistics. We're in the friggin' smack dab in the middle of October.
Is it the smack dab?
It's
is
fall.
It the middle?
It's
I guess it is the middle.
It's 11, yeah. So yeah, we're in the middle of Octi.
Like, every October, there's, like, one day or a few days where it's just so fucking hot. That was last week, and then it just gets really cool, and like actual fall weather, and now we're just at that point in October.
Tomorrow it's gonna be friggin' hot again. What's this guy just standing here for?
What's the temp tomorrow, you know? What's the carpet?
What's the temp tomorrow?
Yeah.
75, supposedly.
40,000 degrees. Kidding.
I wish it was.
Oh, wow, 72, yeah. Look at that, and bright sun.
And bright sun. Watch out, Mr. Hint of Lime. So, yeah, we are in fall, but sometimes you get nice weather.
Weather.
You get some nice weather.
I like the nice weather in fall.
Weather.
Me too.
I like a the nice, good 72-degree day. That's, like, perfect.
Yeah.
75 is perfect.
Well, you've been pumpkin picking, and you've also been making apple pie.
I have been. I decided I'm going to make another one for when my parents come back, and I'm going to surprise them with a new apple pie.
Oh, that's so nice. Are these still apples from your pickings?
No.
Oh.
We went through those. I actually used majority on my
last
apple pie.
That was last month, right? Like,
yeah.
A while ago.
It was September.
Yeah. Before fall began.
Yeah, fall. That's the best time to apple pick. Actually, if we had gone a week or two later, more apples would have been available, but it was perfect.
Did you used to do those things in elementary school? They'd be like, see if you can taste the different flavors in the different apples. And they they would give you Granny Smith. And we'd be like, ooh, sour.
Yeah, I don't think I did that.
You never did that one?
I was out that day.
You were out that day?
Yeah.
Kyle did it.
Oh, yeah. Is that a cop?
Yeah.
What's going on? They're doing a bust out there?
They're doing some drills.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing some drills.
They're going to shoot us.
I just start getting holes in my car.
That'd be fun. That would be like a nice excuse to just like go home and do nothing for the rest of the day.
Yeah, get shot.
I was shot at.
We literally got shot at. I gotta go.
Guys, we got shot at.
I'll be honest.
No more work.
We got shot. We still gotta go to Costco. We can't just not go to Costco.
Oh, if we got shot at, we're hitting up Costco and then we're going home.
I mean, what better place to go? You'd be, there's like, you can get 18,000 bandages for $15.
Yeah, and I would just tell everyone in Costco about what just happened.
Yes, and it's kind of like Disney World, where if you get injured in Disney World, they let you stay in like the princess suite.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
If you get like seriously injured at Disney World, and it's on them somehow, I think they let you stay in the Cinderella suite.
Do you know about the tunnels?
The Disney tunnels?
Oh, yeah, I heard about it.
That's like the mascot place where they travel in the mascots and
yeah,
shit like
but
that.
Like, they're really sus about their tunnels. Like, there was one guy that like wandered down there. And he was trying to get out, and he couldn't find his way out. And the people were freaking out that he was down there. And I think they kidnapped kids.
You think they kidnapped kids in the Disney tunnels?
Absolutely.
You think there's, like, a little...
Kids go missing at Disney, and it's like another person walked out with your child. No, Disney has them. Go in the tunnels.
Yeah. Well, they say that Mickey Mouse eats cheese made from little boy sweat, so...
I could see that.
Fuck?
Yeah.
I feel like...
That makes sense.
I don't trust anything that's meant for kids.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like Disney.
Oh, you mean stuff that is specifically, for kid consumer? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like entertainment
I don't trust
stuff.
It. Because it's like, what is the bigger picture here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a thing. Like, I always think about that with, like, Nickelodeon. Like, who goes on to say, like, I want to make Blue's Clues for the rest of my life? You know what I mean? Like, I want to be the person that does that. Like, I always wonder about that.
It's like, you think these people go home at night and they live, like, a normal life after filming Blue's Clues all day?
Yeah.
Like, they're just pedophiles, probably.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I just don't think anyone normal is like, I want to make a show for kids who are 4 to 6.
Yeah, it's like, you know, most people who make
4 to 8.
Like, stuff for kids, like Dr. Seuss, for example, just a bad person, you know? Like, he cheated on his wife who had cancer.
Wait, you know? Really?
Yeah.
Dr. Seuss, the T. Yeah.
Did he at least rhyme? What are you doing?
Yeah, did he rhyme when he was cheating?
Probably. I
don't know. He spits rhymes while he's you know, thrusting.
Yeah. It's all a money grab.
One thrust, two thrust, three thrust, four.
I hope my wife doesn't come through the door.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
That was a good one.
Wow.
Thank you. I imagine that is what Dr. Seuss had said.
That needs to be on a billboard.
Yeah. When did he die, Dr. Seuss? Was that like...
Last year.
Wait, what?
No.
I thought Dr. Seuss has been dead, like, my whole life.
He's been dead, yes, he's been dead our whole lives.
I mean...
He was around for...
like, last year.
That dude was around since, like, World War II. He was around when Walt Disney was around.
You know what, dude?
Walt Disney didn't even get to see Disney.
He didn't get to see Disney World.
His head's chopped off, right? And, like, held in some chamber somewhere.
He saw Disneyland, yeah. He saw the opening of Disneyland. He did not see the opening of Disney World.
Oh, well, screw that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Oh, he died in 1991.
Seuss?
Yeah.
Wow, I was born 6 years later.
Yeah, welcome back. You're the reincarnation.
I'm spitting
welcome
rhymes.
Welcome back, Dr. Seuss.
All I had was one thrust, two thrust, three thrust, four.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Walt Disney's head's chopped off, and he's, like, held in some, like, freezer chamber
somewhere. Wasn't he like cryo
cryogenic,
he was frozen.
That is a rumor, but I think that's an interesting rumor, but I don't know what the basis of it is.
I mean, to attach his head to some like body in the future so he can come back to life, whatever is
I don't know. Do you think we'll ever actually have that? Like, although we're bringing back like...
Wow, what the hell? Big Poppy's getting a huge crowd today.
Big Poppy.
Dude, we have to go there one day.
He's a guy. He does like, what, Korean barbecue? Or,
yeah.
And he works out of a bus truck. And we just passed him.
A very colorful bus truck. It's like...
Have you guys gone there before?
No, we've seen his videos. Good for Big Poppy.
Wait, but aren't we bringing back, like, what are those things that had, like, big tusks that are extinct now?
Mammoths.
Well,
it's funny that I have knowledge on all these things. We don't have anything to really revive cryogenically frozen things. Because the preservation, no matter what, isn't good. The issue with cryogenic freezing is that, no matter what, when you unthaw, like, water expands. Blood is water. You know, it expands when you freeze, so that like all your capillaries, all your veins and stuff like that are essentially broken the second you're frozen.
Okay, next question. Wait, before you continue, is it real when astronauts do that, or is that just in movies? You know, when they're traveling really far distances.
Yes.
Oh, wait, I think that's just movies.
Wait, what are you talking
about? Because then they're going to, like, Mars and shit. Never mind.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Where they go into those little capsules.
Oh, yeah.
Is that just movies?
That's just movies.
Damn.
Guys, look.
Wow, that was a stupid question.
But they did that in Romulus. You know, that was the whole plot of Romulus.
It's not past packed right now, either.
I can't believe I just asked that. Thinking that, like, yeah, they just go in these.
It's one of those sci-fi concepts that is so, it's in every single sci-fi movie that, or space movie specifically.
So I'm not so far off to believe that it could be real.
That sucks.
My friends were here at Costco.
Oh, yeah, it's not that crowded, Kyle says. The whole damn lot's
it's
taken
poppin'.
Up.
It's popping. It's not, dude.
It's popping.
Dude, last time
it's
was
poppin'.
Just fucking insane.
All this guy.
He's a Korean veteran.
He's a Korean veteran. I'm going to give him a kiss.
Should I park right here?
Actually, he fought for Korean town for us.
No, it's too late for me.
It is too late. There's another one if you whip it around.
Go ahead, my friend. There's another one you said?
Big look if you go.
Yeah, you're welcome, friend.
Oh, but it's kind of, I was going to say the one across, but.
There you can say the one right there.
Oh, nice. You know, we're at Costco.
We're at Costco.
No doxing, but yeah, we're at Costco.
No free ads. No doxing. We can't tell you which Costco.
We're at Doxco.
It's actually at this address. Kidding, I'm not gonna do that.
Fun fact, Costco keeps the cost low.
That is a fun fact, dude. Thanks for sharing that fun fact with me.
We're just gonna walk into Costco, mic'd
up. I was opened up to the world of Costco last time we went, and I should post to our channel our whole chicken bake and everything trial.
Costco reviews.
Our Costco reviews, because that was
fun. Kyle's taking a picture of Costco. He's so excited.
Kyle is so excited. This is like, if we're talking about Disneyland, this is Kyle's Disneyland.
It is. Kyle tends to talk about Costco a little more than the average person.
I do think about that when you go to Disneyland. It's like, some of these people here, this is the only time in their life they're going to be at Disneyland. You know? And so, like, I do find that kind of sad.
You're right. Like, people save up, like, so much just to go to Disneyland once.
Yeah, and it's like, is it really that great?
No.
You wait in lines all fucking
day.
That's
why I don't understand Disney adults. Because it's like, really? Is it that exciting in your adult life?
Disney adults and also those weirdos. Me and Kyle talked about this a little bit in one of the early episodes. But like, those weirdos that go every day. Every day of their damn life.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Like, that is so strange. That's not even a Disney adult. That's a Disney psychopath.
Yeah.
We're about to be checked into Costco. They got the wheelman beeping.
Yeah, I do section.
They got the flowers in here. It smells beautiful. This really is just a whole new world for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm recording this.
Imagine they tried to like get us to pull ours out too. I was wondering that. I'm like,
that would be funny. All right, show your ID.
I was like, I don't have one.
Show your ID, Costco citizen.
We're just using. Did we come in a different entrance last time? Why is this different?
No, this is the same.
Ancient's not like pretty.
Look at all the. Is it Godiva?
Luis has Bluey.
Is it
true? Godiva.
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 All right, dude. Sample time.
What is it?
Godiva.
Oh yeah, it's sample time.
Godiva.
Is it true that they change it up so that you get lost in the Costco maze forever?
I've heard that. 100%. At BJ's, we did that.
Like, it's true that like grocery stores and stuff put all the like really trash food at the end so that like when you're leaving
you buy the trash
you get all of it.
Oh, you can get your flu shot. We're gonna get a free sample of flu shots.
Free samples of flu shots.
It's fine. So back at BJ's.
Wait, people are just getting pricked up right there?
Yeah, people getting pricked the hell up.
Back at BJ's, like, it'd be like July, August, and we would have like Christmas, Halloween decorations out already. People just shot live, like all the time.
I
saw my first Christmas commercial yesterday.
I see a blow up hot tub. Like, you know, I used to have one of those.
You had a blow up hot tub?
Yeah.
That's nice, kind of nice though.
Sorry, I cut you off. I'm too excited.
She's too excited. We're excited to be here. I mean, listen, we're honestly about to start seeing some delicious samples. And it's kind of the hustle and bustle. It's kind of like being in New York City.
It is. Everyone's just here.
But less dirty.
Out for themselves.
You know what I mean? A little bit less dirty.
Yeah, where's my 10-pound brisket?
Your 10-pound brisket?
Yeah, where are you gonna do that?
Where is it?
Yeah, where do you get 10-pound brisket?
Fresh Italian
also,
bread.
What are you supposed to do with a 10-pound brisket? Eat it yourself.
Look how big this pie is. Yeah. What even is that? A pumpkin?
It's $6.
No way, is that $6? We should just bring this back and treat the whole office.
Should we do it?
I'm gonna do that.
Hey, look, what is this, dude?
She's blueberry?
Oh, it's 23 bucks.
Berry streusel. That's 20
Let's
bucks.
Let's treat the office.
$23, yeah.
That's a huge pumpkin pie.
This is a huge pie for Listen, guys, this is the magic.
Well, you want to do it afterwards or it stays cold?
Oh, yeah, we'll come back for
that. Unless it's shit,
we're
going to
come back
for
that.
I think that's fine. Yeah, what if it gets taken?
Oh, my God, I will be so sad.
Are we looking it back or are we taking it now?
I'm going to hide it under one of the shelves.
Nah, we'll come back.
All right. We're going to ask, are y'all making fresh pies? That guy's about to steal our pie.
Wait, guys, oh my god.
There's so many gone already, everyone sees that price.
That's a lot of roast beef. How much is that? 37? That's not bad.
Oh, dude, just
that could feed like three families.
Y'all, we're in the sandwich.
Here it is.
That's the brisket.
They're straight up looking at brisket right now.
Right,
USDA certified.
$50.
Wow.
What is it? $50?
Yeah.
I feel like that's not terrible.
Yeah,
not terrible at all.
That's a big hump of meat.
Now, if I have to pay DJ some credit, chickens are bigger.
Nachos, yeah.
The chickens are bigger. Look at these cuts of fish, shrimp. You get to look in and see the magic happening. I'll wave. Hello. Hey.
Stop.
You talked to me.
I hate doing that because I'm like, I'm waving at them like caged animals.
Well, you know, sometimes they are.
Pumpkin and those are ravioli. Yeah.
Are they actually filled with like pumpkin filling?
I don't think so. Oh no, Italian blend of creamy cheese.
Oh my god.
No.
There's gingerbread houses.
They've already got the gingerbread houses.
I see samples. Let's go.
Pesto.
Oh, pesto. We'll come back.
Sorry.
We'll circle back.
We'll come back, my friend.
We'll circle back.
What do we got here? We got Kirkland Signature fully cooked bacon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very delicious. I mean, this is simply bacon. It's like breakfast bacon.
Yeah.
This isn't really what I would get for bacon.
I can't lie, it's pretty good though.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tasty.
It's like hotel bread.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it tastes like.
That's probably where they get it from.
Anything on this side? Oh, we got something on this side.
What's this? You might be making some still.
I said
pasta. He's doing marinara and gnocchi. Gnocchi.
What did I say? Gnocchi?
No, I said gnocchi.
I did too.
What is this? Deep roasted sesame marinade?
Is he making more?
We want some of that.
I want a bite.
We want some of that. We want some delicious. This is really just the Costco episode, folks. We're just kind of going in all angle what we're seeing.
This whole pumpkin section was filled with the pumpkin last time over here. So they do mix it up.
Pumpkin Southern Tier. Oh, what we got here?
How much are these pumpkins? I spent $5 on my pumpkins yesterday.
How much?
This is a
$5 each on my pumpkins. How much are these?
Jumbo pumpkins.
Jumbo pumpkins or eight?
Look at this one. Holy
shit. Oh, but they're
that is huge.
You take my photo.
Hold on, I got this.
That's the
Kyle's
magic.
Kyle smiling with a jumbo pumpkin in his hand is actually the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That's the magic of Costco. What was this guy? He's getting ready.
They're gonna make these samples faster.
Milton Vetcheria. See, now that name Milton has got me a little bit triggered because we just went through Hurricane Milton, but...
Oh, yeah.
Well, we didn't, but Florida did.
You're like all sad. You're like, we just went through Hurricane Milton.
The hell is this?
I'm triggered.
And
this is how you make a pine forest...
Oh my god, you can make a bundt cake with a gingerbread house.
What is a bundt cake, Miss Chef?
It's a bundt cake.
What is it though? What does that even mean?
Oh. It's just a shaped cake, I thought. The bundt cake, it has like...
You don't have to be crass. What?
I'm sorry, it's like a circle. And it has the little lines in it and a hole in the middle.
It's filled to the bowl size, always. That's the idea. Okay.
I think so.
Maybe that's what the bundt stands for.
But I can't lie, I could be wrong.
You want us to walk down this way?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to walk down the aisle. We're coming back.
About 15 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, shit, dude.
I'm not waiting 15 minutes for this pasta.
No, we don't need... I'm sorry. The gnocchi wasn't worth it. We can come back for that pesto.
Last time, that same guy was doing pizza, I'm pretty sure.
He was doing pizza, yeah.
Pizza's right there now.
So, do they just work here and they give out the sample? I think so, yeah.
That's the sample people.
I really thought it was like... the vendor or whatever of the pizza person comes in and does
it. Oh, what the fuck? It's all fucked up.
Wait, what this guy got? Is that the
same
guy?
Well, he was laying on his side.
Hey, this is not pumpkins. What the fuck are they doing?
Whoa, squash? These are melons.
Melons, dude.
Oh, what's that? Someone... Whoa, those are tiny melons.
These are tiny melons.
Well, they're kind of big if they were like on
post,
a human.
Post Malone.
Holy shit, dude.
Smack them. These are the biggest pumpkins I've ever seen.
They are big. Where are they getting those from?
You know how heavy that whole thing has to be.
What if they grew them on the pumpkin roof? I mean, the Costco roof.
Costco farm.
Costco farm.
Costco farm.
I don't think so.
That place we went to the other day had a farm. Oh, Javits Center has a farm. Oh, shit.
What does he got? Looks like dog food.
I'll be trying.
We're giving out samples of dog food. Doesn't that box look like dog food?
When I was young, I ate dog food legit when I was a like tiny kid.
You ate dog food? Yes. I feel like I definitely tried like
dry
food.
Yeah.
What is
this?
I
was very curious.
That's some Danishes. That's what we call it. Danish. Danish. Wait, is this? What is this?
Oh, I'm excited. Oh, these are frosted mini wheats.
Yeah, no food with that.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Frosted
mini wheats.
Little
spoon.
You got a little spoon. This is kind of like breakfast in a tiny. I have to say, folks, that was a frosted mini wheat.
A little frosted mini wheat on a midday Friday. I'll take it.
Can I get a heck yeah for that one? Let's go to pesto.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Are we on?
We're going to pesto.
I am.
We got our pesto king. Ooh, kimchi. Have you ever had kimchi before?
No, what is
it? Spicy, man.
It's like spicy,
I think Korean food.
Yeah, Korean. It's Korean. No, but I think it's cabbage. It's fermented cabbage. This is pesto. Thank you.
Yeah,
I love pesto, folks.
I used to not like pesto.
Really?
Yeah. I do be liking it though.
Is it good? Oh, it's delicious. That is a very cheesy pesto.
But it's so good.
I want it. That is a delicious cheesy pesto. Oh, this is the bacon again. Oh, did we?
What's going to be our dairy session?
Yes. They might have milk trials in there.
That'd be fun.
Fresh from the cow. I don't know if I told this story.
It's a live calendar.
I don't know.
Okay, it was good, but I have a weird aftertaste right now.
You do?
Yeah.
One of the pies.
I think it was bread.
She had a pie.
Oh, sorry. Knock the people out.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Y'all need lactate? Sorry.
What? This is a strange... Y'all need to lactate?
Said that a little louder than I should have.
Why did they shape it like
that? Guys, I gotta get out of here. It's too cold.
I think
this is far too cold.
Yeah.
Look at the cashews. Are those in glass bottles?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really?
That's glass.
How much? I must wonder. Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot for cashews,
folks.
Although nuts are kind of expensive in general.
My friend was an idiot.
A nutcracker.
I've never seen a nutcracker in action.
I like how you ask that guy. You're like, pesto? And he just ignored you.
He ignored me. It's okay.
What's your hair, bro?
That's fine. What else are we going to be finding? I'll leave the way. Let's go to Fresh Produce. Let's see if they got anything over there. And after that, we're going to see if we can grab our chicken bakes, because we do have to come back for the pie, and I just saw a lady with a pie.
I bet you that pie is already gone.
I really hope not. I'm going to be so sad.
I bet you. No, there's got to be at least one.
We've got to have simply one pie.
We have to take it.
Wow, three pies out of four went by the time we walked around.
You want to hold it? Yeah, thanks. All right.
Oh, man.
I think I see someone over there.
What, with the pie?
No, with the
oh, because if you saw someone with the pie and there was none left, I would have been like, that's mine.
We get it. We go and get them.
I want that.
You ever watch Seinfeld?
It'd be my fault. That's the way.
It looks really good, though.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Oh, man.
I was wrong. No fruit trials. They don't let you get a taste of the tropics, a tropical delight.
It smells good, man.
It does smell good. That's the bakery right there. When I was little, I used to go up to the bakery and say, can I please have a cookie? Seriously.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
they would. Did they give you a cookie?
Yeah, they would always give me a cookie.
Wait, can I do that now?
Do it now.
You can do it right now.
28-year-old man.
Can I please have a cookie?
Can I please have a fresh cookie? You probably could. They would do it.
Fresh.
Do you want to try it?
No.
You don't want to try it?
Nope.
Oh.
No, I do not.
She does not want to try the fresh cookie, but...
I'll be too embarrassed standing there. I'm going to be like, hi, can I have a cookie?
I'll put on my character voice.
Reese's popcorn.
Reese's popcorn.
Damn.
Reese's pop.
That looks like what we would have grabbed when we were making our nasty batch of snacks.
Yeah, we probably would have. Right. I just feel in the way here.
We grabbed, what was it? Lucky Charms or something?
It was Lucky Charms popcorn.
Yeah, we grabbed like Lucky Charms popcorn.
And it was not good. Some people liked it.
Some people loved it. It's like, where did you get this popcorn?
Alright guys, I'm gonna get my flu-y.
She's gonna get her flu shot right here and now.
I feel like every time I get my flu shot, I get sick.
How often do you get one?
We're supposed to get it
every year.
Yeah. I never get one.
I don't either.
Who's braving it?
Do you get your flu shot?
My sister makes me.
I don't anymore, because I swear, every time I got the flu shot, I end up getting the flu.
Wow. I mean, I will say that I always get very sore when I get this at another trial right in front of us.
How much?
Nutcracker. $350 for this guy.
I feel like he's not a nutcracker.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's fresh. That's fresh.
You guys didn't hear me.
Take my photo.
Okay.
$200, that's insane to me.
Put that in front of the door.
Kyle holding the pie with this is so funny.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Let's get this one, too.
Angel.
We'll, like, paint its eyes red.
Oops, sorry.
Make it cry.
Okay.
There was a trial right there.
Ooh, what's that? A trial. He's calling for examples of trials.
These are our trials and tribulations, because sometimes it's a tribulation.
It is.
Tribulation.
Thank you.
I'm skipping that one. It's liquid IV, I've had it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. You drink that when you're hungover.
AF.
Whoa. I'm awoken.
Thank you.
What is that?
Oh, s'mores. Very nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Wait, this looks good.
This actually looks good.
Broke.
What? Oh, you like it? This was, oh wow, this is like, if I could compare this to something, this is like eating like a Milky Way.
Yeah, something that's really good.
I like that one. They got the whole nativity set here.
Did you like your liquid IV?
It was okay. Oh, no. What's this even?
The hell? What is this?
Could this be a trial or a tribulation?
What's this even?
What the hell? I'm not buying something called Bongo.
Is that just a fat goldfish with chocolate in it?
That's like a Japanese thing.
Yeah,
that is Japanese.
It's frozen now, or refrigerated?
I don't know. I'm assuming not refrigerated because it's not in the refrigerated section.
But it has to be.
It cannot be.
Steak strips.
It cannot be. Oh, wow.
I don't want that.
What is this?
Organic.
Thank you.
Ooh, very nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
What is it?
It's an organic fruit bar. Yeah, we had something similar to this last time that was probably not so good.
I'm not a fan of like fruity.
Actually, this one wasn't so bad.
I like fruity, but I don't like it in that form.
We may have gone through all our...
I think we exhausted our options.
Oh. Pizza?
What?
Pizza.
There's pizza? Oh, you want to see if he's got it ready? All right, we're going to do one more trial on the pizza run.
And on our way to...
We literally had the pizza last time.
Yeah, we did.
I think it's mini pizza this time.
I hope they have good... What's this?
Wait, so they... What is
prime
that?
Steak seasoning.
Yeah.
This looks really good. Oh, it's steak seasoning on mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
I know how to make these taste seasoning.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But it's also good for your meats and your poultry.
That is good. Thank you.
I'm eating a mashed potato right now. They got more samples today than any other regular day.
Yeah.
Average size spoon.
It's Sample Friday.
Wait, this is kind of really good.
Yeah, these are good mashed potatoes. Now I'll let you know. These might be a little too mushy for mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
I like
them
a little chunky, but
that was my next. They're a little too soft, you know?
But the seasoning is quite good.
Guys, how am I gonna eat a chicken bake? I just ate so many samples, yeah?
You're gonna eat a chicken bake and you're gonna like it. Everyone's buying flowers today. I think these are mums. There must be a mums sale today. There must be a wonderful delicious mums sale.
Cheese? What the heck?
Ew. That's disgusting.
I've had that.
It's good.
It's all right. It's very umami. Sorry, I said that very loudly.
Is this the pizza guy?
No way. Is he ready? No, this was the bacon. So it's 60 minutes. I think he was trying to scare us off.
Happy end.
Crispy onions. Look how big that is. How much is that?
Exactly.
Our friend is not
That's
ready yet.
Guy.
That's a shame.
There's a pizza guy.
What did we get that was over here? I forget already.
Pizza. Oh, I don't know.
Pizza.
Those are fun.
Those are fun.
Oh,
pizza,
man.
Pizza. Oh, heck yeah. Let's go. I'm excited for some pizza.
Amanda,
is this, sorry, Amanda. Pizza marinara. Sorry, I didn't know.
I'm like all up in here.
That's all right. I'm excited for some pizza marinara.
Y'all are going to have to get in there.
Okay, I'm getting in there. Very yummy. Thank you. Whoops, sorry.
This is so awesome.
I'm one hand in this one.
Thank you.
It's got like a spiciness to it. It's roasted veggies, that's why. Probably a little jalapeno in there.
That's what I was just going to say. It tastes like a jalapeno. Let's see.
That was pretty good.
No, actually.
No jalapeno? I'm
Zucchini,
shocked.
Zucchini, red, yellow, and green peppers, onions, and a fruit.
It's the green corn. Pepper.
That's good, though.
I mean, that's pretty close.
It was pretty good.
That was yummy.
Where are you going?
I'm sorry. I'm wandering.
All right, time for the...
I think it's time for...
Final meal.
The final meal.
We just had our appetizers. We had a lot of appetizers.
I gotta say, when I'm in here, there's a lot of stuff I'm seeing that I want to buy.
I know, me too.
Like...
Do you have to show them your card when you actually buy something?
I think you do have to, like, scan it in, yes. But... Because I have to do that when I have to get gas, which is another benefit of Costco, folks. You get the gas card, and if you guys, if we all shared a membership, we can all have cheaper gas.
Cheap gas.
Yeah.
How much the fee? Yearly fee?
I think it's like $60.
$60. Yeah.
For like a year, right?
Yeah.
So we all pay $20 a year?
Yeah.
Not too shabby, bro.
That is not too shabby.
But I think we'd only get like two cards, right?
Yeah, actually, and I think photographs are included in there, so I think our... Show person.
No.
Oh yeah. What about the photo? Oh no. Because
no, I got. Cause we would all have to get a photo, but we all get guest cards.
Oh, nice.
We were at a convention. We were at the NAB convention in Jacob Javits Center.
His name's Jacob.
Who is Jacob? I'm wondering if
she's out here trying to sell
Lysol wipes.
Sorry.
There's a lot of traffic. Like I said, this is New York City. We need like crossing guards.
Yeah, we need crossing guards and pass guards. How do we get out of here?
We're gonna cut through. I think that's what we did last time.
Andrew, we can't go.
Did we said that last time?
Oh, that's right. That's right. But
we just gotta go straight across.
No, we're gonna have to buy the pie.
All right.
That's fine. That's fine. We're buying pie today.
Are these all people waiting for something though?
Yeah. It's okay, it'll go fast. We're buying pie.
Buying pie.
Listen, we do nice things around here. Because that is a nice pie. $7 for a pie that big. I mean, come on.
It's huge.
That is a large pie. To describe it as two of Kyle's heads.
It's kind of crazy, and I've had it. It's good.
It's good?
Oh, yeah. It's good.
All it needs is a little bit of graham cracker crumble on top.
Whipped cream, ice cream.
Oh yes, a little whipped cream.
Yes, whipped cream, a little vanilla ice cream.
I was about to say hot ice cream. I don't.
Melted ice cream.
Melted ice cream, just pour it on top.
They have all these things here that they lose money on. Like the pies and the rotisserie chickens. I bought rotisserie chicken here. It's $5 for a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
I bought a raw chicken in the supermarket, but it was butterfly. You know what that means?
Yeah. So flattened.
It was 3.3 pounds, and their chickens are supposed to be 3 pounds. It was over $22.
Oh my God.
Raw chicken, not even cooked.
Wow.
Honestly, I love picking up a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, I do too. I like BJ's chicken, but their chickens here are really great too.
I had a BJ's chicken the other day too.
Oh, yeah. They're delicious. You really can't go wrong.
We might
have a cutter in our midst.
Yeah, this girl cannot cut the line.
She will not be cutting today.
She will not be cutting. I will actually.
She will not divide us.
Yeah, I will.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that? With Shia LaBeouf.
Hi.
Please scan your membership card or touch need assistance.
Okay, we're going to be scanning the membership card here. Here we are.
Please begin scanning.
Here we go.
Why wasn't there a beep? That was really upsetting.
I don't know.
Is there a barcode scanner?
Oh my God, you gotta flip this thing.
Would you mind scanning this one for us?
Why, you don't want to flip it over and watch it break? So we could all eat it? Cheap something.
Fine.
Thank you. We are done scanning. Oh, Kyle, you don't
follow the instructions.
Everyone's like packed full and we're just getting a pie.
Packed full.
Everyone's just getting all their actual household needs.
I know, we're just taking up one.
Scan it again.
Yeah, do it again?
I guess so.
This is messed up. Maybe it's because she emptied it up.
It's possible. Where did I just put that?
Place your item in the tray area.
Oh, that would be nice.
Please wait. Cool. Help is on the way.
Pie is on the way.
What is going on?
Somehow I messed this up. Is it because there's a thing on?
Oh, or you didn't put it like, in the bag hand?
You just have to use your payment
there.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, guys.
Sorry, we are paying only today. I got it, bro.
Sure.
I got this, bro. I brought you people here.
You brought us here.
No, I'm leaving the car. There is no cash at COSTCO.
Really?
No, I don't take that.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm not honestly sure.
Oh, you asked.
Thank you for shopping at Costco.
No, thank you.
Let's
thank you for your help. You too.
Let's go, y'all.
Where do I get the Costco hat?
Hat?
I want the hat. I want the Costco hat. All right, we're about to make our order. And actually, there is no lunch rush today, which is a big surprise.
Yeah, there's only one here that's working. That one is.
Chicken bag, you better believe it.
Is that off? Yeah, it's off.
Yeah.
You better believe I'm going chicken bag and hot dog soda.
You're getting what?
Chicken bacon hot dog soda.
That's crazy.
They got the hot dog soda here. I'm really one-handing it today. Uh-oh, did I leave my card? Oh no. Hold this for a sec. Sorry. Put my card in the wrong slot.
Chicken bacon hot dog soda.
That's crazy. That's only $6.
It really is for what you get. That's the magic of Costco, folks. Amanda is, for the first time...
I'm going to get a chicken bake. Where
she's
is it? Chicken bake.
Getting the chicken bake.
And am I in a soda?
Someone's left their baby bells here, and I can't be more upset about it, to be honest.
Wait, this is... I'm actually doing this.
Yeah, she's doing it.
I'm a little nervous.
And chicken bake and hot dog soda.
Just, I'm nervous because it's, like, daunting and big, you know?
It is daunting. You can always take a chicken bake leftover.
The whole pizza was $10.
The whole pizza? Did you get the whole pizza?
No,
oh my God.
That's one slice.
That's two pies, bro. Delicious
day. I'm sorry, I'm cursing a lot on this. I'm just like really excited.
She's really excited to be here.
I'm actually overstimulated.
I'm gonna ask
her about it. This is hot in my hands.
It's hot in your hands. Do you have a favorite menu item?
Me?
Yeah. Not really?
Everything's so busy.
Yeah. It is very big.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
But it's good though. I like it. I like the chicken bake. Have a good day.
There are tables down
there. That lady said, what do you mean it's Costco food?
That's like asking the lunch lady what her choice is.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
She's like, what do you mean? I don't even want to look at this anymore.
I know there's like minutes without talking here. I might have to be, this one might get cut a lot.
Yeah.
But,
I know, because we were all like separating and doing our own thing.
We got separated for a minute. Kyle's been on his own. All right, just
I got my very first
thing.
Chicken bake, y'all.
Hey, he's so my receipt.
You're not going to give me anything.
He's so
This lady just simply yelling about that. Now, the last time we were here, Amanda, or I should say Kyle, tried the hot dog and did not like it. He was not a fan.
Wait, I have to take a picture of that.
She's doing it.
Have my first chicken bake.
We'll insert this picture. If we ever do a video version of this, we'll insert into the video version.
Oh, he's coming with his hot dog. Look at Andrew walking with his hot dog. Andrew's just walking through Costco with a hot dog in his hand. Now. He's just got a raw dog in his hand.
I am wienering it right now.
You don't put ketchup and mustard? I really hate you.
I don't put ketchup and mustard?
No. Cheers.
Wait, I'm going to take a bite.
Amanda's going to take your first bite. Here,
guys,
we'll do
a hot dog. Cheers.
Oh, she's trying the chicken bake. Okay, hot dog.
We just cheers her, please.
Cheers with
food. Wait, you guys got chicken bakes, right?
Yeah, I got a chicken bake. It looks good today.
You guys got one?
No, it's pizza.
You did not get it. You just got the pizza today.
Wait, I only got the bread.
Oh, no. Not a good first bite, folks. Listen, I tried getting
the bread's good.
It is covered in, like, cheese or something.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to put a little bit of relish on it, but it was coming out so goopy that it was making me kind of want to throw up.
Not bad.
It's good.
We have a real word for this. It's boom or doom.
It's boom.
It's boom. A boom, folks. It's a boom.
Pizza? Boom.
We've had some... What?
Chuck E. Cheese pizza. Like, what you do? It's like good, though, you know?
What do you mean? Chuck E. Cheese pizza slaps.
Yeah. Boom.
Many used to live right next to Chuck E. Cheese, so that was the kind of place of... Here's my chicken bake right here.
Your hot dog came in a bag?
They put a hot dog in a bag. Put the hot dog in the bag.
I mean, that is...
I tried my first chicken bake.
It's really good. She loves it.
And she's eating
a... I'm eating a big, fat wiener.
Kyle is eating pizza.
He says it's Chuck E. Cheese style. He says it's like Chuck E. Cheese, but we say Chuck E. Cheese is okay.
Chuck E. Cheese pizza slaps, and then we got a...
Oh, you better believe we got one.
Pumpkin pie. Yeah.
Folks.
I can't believe how big this is for only... I don't know, I think I spent $4 for a soda and a chicken bake. This is what you call eating on a budget.
I know. This is $5 for a hot dog, a soda, and a chicken burger. Yeah. I mean, we're living lavish.
Mm-hmm. Right?
We're living lavish today at Costco. Did you always used to go shopping with your mama and your dad?
Here?
Yeah. No, I mean just in general.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you ever do that thing where, like, you accidentally held on to the wrong person thinking it was your mom?
Yeah.
I did that too.
Yeah.
Or you, like, call mom.
Yeah, it's the wrong person. Yeah.
I held on to this wrong lady's purse, like, oh my. And I was like, you're my mama.
That's like the one same time, vibe as like calling your teacher mom.
Yeah. One time I rested my head as some guy, and it wasn't my dad. It was just some guy.
It was just some guy. Like,
shoved me off.
He shoved you off, he kicked you into the gutter.
Yeah.
That's sad, dude. On that day, you could add a second dad.
Second dad?
No, is it just me? Or was there a business meeting happening at that Costco table?
Was it?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Was it over there?
Yeah.
Dude, you could legit, like, did yourself for an entire week at Costco alone for $20.
Yeah. Wild. You really could. We just gotta get the world on Costco membership. I think that's the real true to ending the hunger day.
And the, Israel.
Yeah.
All Costco membership.
I think that's true. I think if we just made Israel into one big Costco, I think that's the answer. Some interesting things happening. There's people screaming across the aisles.
Yeah, what's with the screaming today? A lot of people screaming.
Just part of the hustle and bustle, dude. More so bustle than more less hustle.
Oh my god, when I have a kid, I'm doing just that.
Bro.
I'm bringing my kid to Costco, we're just gonna eat.
That'll be like their favorite place.
700 calories is one slice of pizza.
Oh my god.
The chicken bake is 800.
Fucking
you're kidding me.
It's all grease, that's why.
But that's crazy that this is 800 and that's 700.
Right.
Because I feel like this is like a lot breadier and bigger.
I think this is like 4 grams protein.
What's crazy? Wait.
that one slice is 700.
Yeah.
So the whole pie is what, 714,
28, 35? Over 4,000, I think. This one slice has 40 grams of protein. It's wild.
So you're saying
I can get Yolt, even Costco pizza.
Yeah,
you can get Yolt, Costco pizza.
It's a boom.
That's a boom right there. That's why he does it. That's why Big Justice does it.
Yeah, that's why, so that's why Big Justice, dude.
I got through halfway.
You got there halfway. You're gonna have to save that for breakfast tomorrow.
Ew, I'm not heating up a chicken bake for breakfast.
I am, and I just finished my giant hot dog. Yeah, it's still recording.
It's not gonna go to you, can I take one?
Yeah.
What is shake and bake? Is that the chicken that you shake stuff onto?
What is shake and bake?
Oh, I think that's just like the bread.
Burger joint.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's what?
It's a burger joint. Yeah, but there's a cooking stuff called shake and bake.
I don't know.
Look it up, I'm saying.
We're looking up shake and bake. This is, you know, we always talk about food, at least now we're actually eating food. We're putting the food where our mouth is right now.
It's just like chicken?
It's chicken.
Oh, I think it's just breading that you put on, like, when you put it on your chicken.
Yeah.
After it's cooked.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And you can do it like pork too, but I mean, it isn't like pork.
No, I don't.
Have you ever met a little piggy in person?
Yeah. Like at a farm? Yeah.
Do you remember its name?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the episode Nathan for You? Where he faked, like, what was it, the pig rescuing the dog? Or the dog rescuing the pig? And it made it, like, viral.
They have bathroom
here? Dude,
no. I can't record in the bathroom.
Mr. needs, he literally needs to go to the bathroom at Costco.
Yeah. Avoided.
We're gonna go outside, folks.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? This might be too much for me.
I'm going after this out.
You could not throw out the chicken bag.
It was like $4.
We gotta feed it to a homeless person.
A goose.
There's plenty around here. I'm glad I ate half of it. Do you want it?
A bill? Yeah.
It would take it.
Yeah, I'll pass.
And then I call them ungrateful.
Scumbags.
You little ungrateful piece of shit.
I'm trying to offer you food. What are you going to eat tonight? Oh my god, don't cancel me. I'm making fun of homeless people.
Honestly, I feel like a homeless person probably would eat food from a hot girl.
Probably.
Like, they would see you and they would go, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'll eat that.
They would never eat couch now. And they're more like vegan, like he doesn't eat anything, just vegan stuff. That's why he's homeless.
You would feed off the land.
You see, yeah. I would just, the concept of eating someone else's food really just like gives me the most ick.
The creeps.
Just gross.
Disgust you.
Unless it's like a boyfriend, girlfriend, or, but even that, like.
It depends on what you're eating too. Like if you have pasta, I can kind of pick into your pasta.
Yeah,
and take
that's fine. But like, something like this that I was like literally just taking big honking bites out of, like,
yeah,
absolutely
it was
not.
In your mouth, dude. Like,
there, it's got to be a clean finger food or a clean fork food, right? Because we know someone who is always stealing off of plates, and it's always the messiest food, and it's like, I'm not touching that.
No.
I do not, I'm not eating
it's
that.
It's like he'll slobber all over the fork and then put it back in. It's like, sir.
You just, yeah, you've just made this dish your own. Congrats.
Wow, I'm like really full from this. I gotta stop eating it.
This chicken bake is really hot.
Mm-hmm. Mine's still hot.
It's like small this time though.
I know, we've been getting smaller chicken bakes. I think they found out that we're here.
Yeah.
They saw us, they have a scanner where it says first time customers, give them the big chicken bake.
The Costco guys are pissed off at us.
I know,
we got a Costco.
We're stealing their bit. Someone told me they saw the Rizzler on Long Island.
Yeah, he was at, he was in, no, he was actually, yeah. It's my friend
who
called off him.
Who's the Rizzler?
Oh my god.
Who's the Rizzler,
oh my
she
god,
asks.
Dude.
The Rizzler is a little kid who goes by the moniker the Rizzler. And he's a little fat kid.
Should we,
he does a face.
Keep going.
We're gonna start going back. I might actually save this. People are gonna look at me weird, but you know what?
There's not enough of mine to save. So I'm gonna part ways with it.
I'm saving mine.
Oh my god, they moved the garbage too. They're really throwing us off today.
They are. You're not leaving behind our pot. I must guard the pie with all my my life. Now Amanda's throwing out stuff with the premium water.
My shoes now?
Yeah, sorry. I needed some new Pumas.
What's today?
Today is Friday.
No, the 10th or the 11th.
I just love that the main goal of our Costco trip is literally
this.
The chicken bake?
To come and eat food.
Yeah, to come and eat food. I mean, is there any better place to eat food?
I mean, he was thinking about the moon.
That man just parked his car right in front of me. Yeah. He said, yeah, this was a good spot.
And he stands down here. Like,
yeah, then he comes over and he's looking.
Looking.
This is going to be quite a long episode.
Yeah, this is a long episode. We're at 53 minutes, and it's basically just us at Costco.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, there's definitely some silent...
There's some silence I will have to cut out, yeah. I mean, that's totally fine.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
We're walking out with a fucking pie, and that's
I'm walking out with, yeah,
and the yummy chicken bacon.
With a yummy chicken bacon, fine. And look at this. We come outside and it is a beautiful day. I mean, it is a beautiful fall day. Yeah, look at the colors.
It's kind of warm now.
You know how, like, at Main Street at Disney, it's supposed to be, like, this beautiful, picturesque, like, American town? This is kind of like that, except it's a Costco parking lot.
This
it's
is
a beautiful,
USA right
beautiful
now.
Day.
Also, like, look at this. They've put down fake grass so it's always green. So the grass is always greener.
The grass is always greener.
At Costco.
It is. Wait, hey, that should literally be their slogan. What is their slogan?
Costco keeps the cost low. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Nah, it should be the grass is always greener.
Costco keeps cost low.
But then they'd have to do this at every single Costco.
What does that say? Living my life.
Living my life.
We can respect that.
Does Costco even have commercials?
Is that my car? No, that's not my car.
Do they even need commercials?
Probably not.
Do they need advertising?
I'm over this way, guys. We're going far back. I don't know where you guys are going.
Oh wow, we straight up like walked past your car.
I think I see me over here by this butterfly car.
Honestly, if I was homeless, I would just wait outside of Costco and ask people to just grab me a slice. Just
buy me a chicken bake, right?
Buy me a chicken bake.
Honestly,
you get a chicken bake, you're good for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like full for the next 8 hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's kind of an issue for me because now I don't know what to do. But we're back in the car. It's a little hot.
Back in the car.
We got the pie. I got a chicken bake.
Half a chicken bake. We
half
got a pumpkin
chicken
pie.
Bake. Half a delicious.
You got a molten soda.
What a good lunch.
What a delicious, just filling. And I brought trash with me. That's
yeah,
okay. I'm
happy we did this.
Amanda finally got her chicken bake. And you know what?
I'm upset that I ate on Fat Friday.
I know, me too. I don't know what to do now.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to be double fat.
Yeah, I can't eat for the next like.
Draw it now.
Year. That's fucking big. $4 or yeah, $4 for something that's longer than like a foot.
It's wild.
A bread and chicken and bacon.
So it's what? Chicken is it cheese? Or is it like is it cheese mayo or bacon?
I think it's like chicken cheese bacon.
Yeah. No, there's no bacon. Is there bacon?
Yeah.
You're saying there's bacon.
There's like little bacon pieces.
There's little bacon pieces.
But it looks more like ham.
It's probably like Canadian bacon.
Then. Yeah.
Delicious. Delicious.
Whatever it is, he's delicious.
Whatever it is, it's fucking good.
Oh, I'm saying he's fucking good.
Which means I may have ingested pork tonight.
Oh my god.
You may have accidentally ingested a piggy. A little piggy.
It's okay. I'm okay with it if I don't know. You know what I mean?
Good. So like if I fed you human? Oh, thanks, sir.
Well, no, that's a little different.
Gosh,
and also
so
I'd go psychotic. Wow, look at this train of carts.
This is the cart.
Should I give him a thumbs up?
This
no,
guy's cool as
it.
Hell. Nice guy. Nice. I mean, that's not a really sarcastic.
This guy probably gets a nice workout every day.
It does.
Pushing them things around.
That guy really is the train man. He's the conductor. The Costco conductor.
How the fuck could you shop right when Costco's right there?
Yeah. Nothing on Costco.
Like, don't gamble off.
If you're from the Northeast, you know what ShopRite is, but right now I'm thinking Shop Wrong.
Wait, does ShopRite have like a food?
No.
Oh, wait, no. That's more of just like a grocery store.
Some of the bigger ones have food courts. Not food courts, but like
they
areas.
Do have a Dunkin'. They do got a Dunkin' in there.
They got a Dunkin' in there?
What's that place? Oh, Publix. I had Publix one time. I had a sandwich at Publix. It was pretty good.
I heard Publix food is damn good.
It was pretty good, dude. It was like chicken, bacon, I think buffalo sauce, I believe. If I remember correctly.
Buff sauce?
Buff sauce.
Buffalo.
Buff sauce. It's pretty good, dude.
Some buff sauce?
It was like $10 though. It wasn't too bad.
You're just staring at the tree?
Strange.
I'll tell you what, there ain't nothing better than Costco chicken bacon.
Something happened to you at this gas station?
I feel like something happened to me.
I know for sure my mom.
I think I got into an argument with a guy.
You did?
I think so, but it was like a rando that was there. I think he was like a little kind of crazy. I don't know.
I've been finding more and more aggressive people. I don't know if it's the change of the season. I don't know if it's because it's like an election year and people are just mad in general. What's up, dude?
Everything.
It's everything.
All combined for one.
I think you everyone needs to... What?
They need a goddamn Costco membership. They have to get a fucking chicken bacon.
Wow. He's still
Big Poppy.
Going crazy.
Hell yes.
Mr. Poppy was there, too. God damn.
Mr. Poppy. Woo!
Yay, Big Poppy.
That man is making money, and I'm proud.
I'm so happy.
Smells good, too. God damn.
It does smell good.
What is this? They
fucking
got fruit?
Good. This guy's just trying to...
They got a little fruit stand.
This guy's trying to steal up Mr. Poppy's, Big Poppy's fame.
Big Poppy's
How many
business.
People you actually think stop there and buy fruit from that guy?
Like one.
Mm. Probably like one guy, yeah.
That's kind of sad.
I'll take a mango.
Especially there, yeah. He's got Big Poppy next to him.
One
well,
mango,
he needs
please.
To do a deal with Big Poppy, or Big Poppy takes most of the profit.
If anyone looks up Big Poppy, they're going to know exactly where we are.
Yeah. Well, Big Poppy's a baseball player, so...
Big Poppy's what like Latinas call their baby daddy.
Poppy. Poppy. I call people Poppy. But just Poppy. Like random people that are walking on the street.
Hey, my
so
friend.
Just call a random fat guy with his stomach hanging out.
I'll be like, Poppy.
Hey, Poppy.
Ah! Did you see that?
There was a leaf over.
Oh my God.
I don't say it to their faces. I just like yell at them.
I think she's saying it to their face.
I don't do that. I'm not that bold.
Bold and brash.
I'll tell you what, that pizza was damn good.
You said it was Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know.
No, it was good though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure I remember it being pretty good. It's like,
yeah, it's not your fucking local town.
Yeah, you're not gonna get
restaurant.
Like,
it's just, you know, Costco pizza. It's
yeah, you're not gonna
good.
Get pizza place pizza. You know, you're not getting New York style pizza at Costco, but it's still good.
Listen, I'm gonna be a snob.
Alright.
I'm gonna be a snob.
Okay.
I can barely accept anything less than a normal New York sliced pizza.
Oh, okay.
And that's gonna be an issue for me when I get out of state.
Scumbag, dude.
I am a scumbag.
Yeah, honestly, like, and even if you were to, like, I don't know what I was gonna try and say. But
Chuck, you can't feed me.
I mean, I do know, like, people in Florida who get bagels sent to them from New York.
Yeah.
It really is a difference.
I would have to do that. Like, ain't no way I'm eating your dry-ass bagel that's, like...
Your bitch-ass pizza.
It doesn't have enough aeration. It's cooked all the way through. It's thick as shit.
It doesn't have our water.
It doesn't taste good toasted.
It doesn't have our water.
We have water. There are places here where the town names are literally based off of
water.
The water. So, we have good water here, folks. You know, if you live in Florida, you got swamp water. If you live in, Iowa,
you
got
Florida,
swamp
have
water.
A lot of water right now.
Yeah, you guys are eating swampy shit.
You guys are just eating swamp. You're eating basically like animal shit when you drink your water.
I want you to come to New York. I want to get. Oh. You gotta go get a slice. They're not $1
slice
in the city
of Costco
anymore.
Pizza.
But...
I know, it sucks. It's like fucking $5 now.
Yeah,
slice.
I remember when it was like literally you could just walk in and get a fucking slice of pizza for $1.
It was nice and simple and easy, and it was just like, that was like kind of the whole big thing in New York. You go to a random hole in the wall, get a slice of pizza for $1.
A slice of pizza and a soda for like less than $5.
Yeah.
Like $3.
I brought my friend Taylor to New York, and he was like shocked. He was like, what? And it just, they give you like this huge slice of pizza for so cheap and so quick, and it's like you just walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the most delicious pizza he's ever had in his life.
Can't do that anymore. Yeah, you gotta pay like, you gotta have at least $10.
You gotta chop off your pinky.
Yeah.
In order to.
Yeah, chop off your pinky. More. Give him a toe or two.
Give him a big stinking hairy toe.
Hey, I'm walking
let him
here.
Let him suck your toe.
Hey, I'm sucking toes here.
Hey, I'm walking here.
They will give you a free slice for a toe sock.
They probably will.
Not from experience, I'm just saying.
A toe sock.
There's a lot of guys, yeah, there's a lot of guys in the city that have like really big bushy eyebrows that I know would love a toe socking. So,
I'm walking here.
Why did he do that?
I'm walking here. What, that guy that just parked there?
Why did he go around and turn back around?
Oh, he forgot his baby.
Yeah.
He forgot his baby at Costco. Baby's walking around trying free samples.
That baby's been sold already.
Oh my gosh.
Chicken bake.
That baby's been sold for wholesale prices.
Yeah. That's why maybe chicken bake.
For baby wholesale meat. Prices is crazy. That baby's half off. 50% off.
That's funny. You guys, Amanda, you seem like a person who has 18 My Pillows.
I have one.
Do you actually?
I have one. I sleep with it every night. That's the one pillow that I love.
I kind of almost want one.
My dad loves it, and my sister and my mom don't really like the My Pillows. But it's just like...
My Pillow.
It's...
What is it?
It's just like a fluffier kind of pillow.
Like forms the way you sleep or something?
Yeah. But I do find myself... Well, mine's like getting a little old, so I gotta like flip it.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta do a little flippy during the night.
Do they have like Tempur-Pedic shit in them? Like, what's the deal with that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's just a fluffy pillow. But the thing about the My Pillow is, like, I used to sleep with two pillows. But now, I just sleep with the My Pillow because it's big enough. You know? For work, is two pillows.
I'm a little weird. I sleep with two pillows as well. But, like, one I have is, like, my vertical pillow and one's my horizontal pillow. Like...
But they both go under your head?
No, like...
Oh, you hug one.
Yeah. Is that weird?
You should get a potty pillow.
What's that?
I have a body pillow. It's just a really...
Oh, I thought you said a potty pillow.
Oh, no. A body... Yeah, I did say it a little weird. I was hitting the Nick stick.
I used to have, like sleep with, like, multiple pillows. I just stopped doing it just because, I don't know.
I have one, two, now. Three, four... I have five pillows on my bed plus a body pillow.
Body pillow.
I used to have more pillows.
What is the purpose of the body pillow?
You like, kind of like what you said you do with
you
your pillow.
It?
Yeah, you can like sleep with it and like.
So.
Now I'm curious. Sorry, I got a hiccup.
Like a random question, but are beanbags still a thing?
Beanbags?
Hell yeah, I have a really big one that's like the size of this car in my basement.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to have one. I just, it must have broke. I just haven't used one in a long ass time.
Yeah, I mean, me either. My dad bought it and none of us have ever used it.
Yeah. It's not. Most comfortable thing. So.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, it always seems like a better idea when you buy it.
Like you see it? Oh, yeah. It's
like, I just picture like in like 2010 being in a friend's house and like they're sitting on their bed and I'm sitting on their beanbag chair.
Yeah.
It's convenience.
It is convenience, yeah. My sister has a Great Dane and she has bought, I think, like four different beds for that dog. And they're all fucking ginormous. These ginormous. They're like human sized dog beds.
My God.
All right, well, we're back.
Wow, that was a long episode. One and two. It was a fun one. We went to Costco and Whatnot takes on Costco.
And Whatnot takes on Costco.
I like that.
Yep.
Wave to the guy, he didn't wave back.
Well, that's a shame.
Asshole.
Right, well, on three, one, two, three, Costco keeps the cost low.
Woo!
Yay.